Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. Joining us is Nancy Cavazanjian. She's a first-generation Wisconsin farmer. She farms over 2,000 acres of corn, soybean, and wheat with her husband. She has a family farm. In our conversation before we just started, I learned something about Nancy I did not know. She went to Colorado State. She's actually a Ram, right?
You bet. Go Rams.
Go Rams. The important thing that I want Nancy to talk about today with all of us is she is the chairwoman of the United States Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, USFRA. USFRA has nearly 100 farming and ranching agriculture partners. You are focused on sharing the real story of agriculture, talking to consumers, educating people. You have a really big mission, and we're glad to have you on today.
I'm glad to be here, too. Yeah, you know, our mission is to keep the voices of farmers and ranchers in the important conversations that are taking place about food in the United States today, because way too often we've been left out of those conversations. So we're finding ways to inject ourselves into those conversations.
Yeah, I completely agree and understand, and I'm thankful for your mission of doing this. One of the things, or more recent projects that you've been involved with, is Farmland the movie. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, Farmland has been very successful. It was in a major documentary made by James Small, a Hollywood producer. It was in hundreds of theaters, and it now is available on DVD through Walmart, through Amazon.com, Walmart.com. You can stream it on Netflix, which is really exciting. So we know tens of thousands of people have seen it already, and you can go and see it on Netflix. But the new thing is that we've taken this hour and 10-minute documentary, and we've made it for the classroom. We know that there are some really good efforts in ag in the classroom at the elementary school level, but now we have four interactive lesson plans based on Farmland, the film, for high school students.
So this is a really important personal mission for me as well. As a mom, I know that nearly all of our kids are seeing Michael Pollan's documentary called Food Inc. They're seeing it in school. They're seeing it in junior high. They're seeing it in high school. Most everyone sees that before graduation. So I'm grateful to have something that I can take to my local schools and offer as a counterpoint to Michael Pollan's film. But I think the important part that everyone really needs to realize is you can't just take something like this and send it to schools and ask them to champion the effort. You have to do the work. You have to take it in. You have to offer it as a resource and yourself as a resource. And I've had some great discussions already with students about this movie, who've all seen Food Inc. as well, but I think this is really important and people need to consider taking the time to do it.
Yeah, and what you're doing is wonderful, and I wish we had thousands of people like you, but I know we do have at least 100 affiliated organizations that will partner with us and will make sure to get this into their local schools, and I'm going to challenge everybody listening to take it to their schools. We also have partnered with Discovery Education, and they are the number one provider of school curricula to schools all across the country. At least half the public schools in the U.S. are partners with Discovery Education. They reach something like 3 million schools and 38 million students. So they will market it for us in those areas, especially in those urban centers that agriculture doesn't reach.
And this is a new partnership. When did this happen?
It just happened. Yeah, so just this week we made the announcement, and so we're very excited about it. You can go online right now to discoveringfarmland.com, and you can see the four lesson plans. They're laid out there. There are two social studies or two science, and it has just been put up on the Discovery Education website. So they'll be merchandising it for the winter semester because, you know, schools, they work on a semester basis. They like to have their lesson plans in advance. So we're thinking by winter they will start using this curriculum.
Now, I've seen Farmland more than once, I would say. It is a little bit of a tearjerker. Can you give everyone just a little bit about the story?
Sure, and it makes me cry every time. I've probably seen it 30 times, and it is a very emotional movie, but what it does is follow the story of six young farmers all who have generational responsibilities for their farms. We have a large organic farmer from California. We have a small one-woman farm in Pennsylvania. We have a chicken farmer in Georgia. We have a Nebraska crop farmer, a Texas cattle rancher, and also a Minnesota. He raises hogs and also grains. So we have a nice diversity of different kinds of operations and different people, and we see their stories. And the way their stories unfold, there is a very, very emotional story with one of the farm families on there. But it also has some beautiful scenery and just some neat things about farming. It talks about marketing and how marketing impacts farming and what we're doing. It talks about the different technologies we're using on the farm, small farms versus big farms. We really cover everything from the use of antibiotics and hormones, GMOs, what's natural, what's organic. We talk about all those things in the film. And really, it's just meant to be a starting point. So you're so right. That's why people have to go, and it'd be great if more farmers do go in the classroom and talk and tell their own personal story.
And the movie I think it's easy to follow. It's great. Now, there's a shortened version for school, correct? How long is it, Nancy?
Yeah, so we shortened it down to 44 minutes, so it fits in a classroom setting. So the idea is they can show the whole 44-minute version in one classroom, have a little time for discussion afterwards, and then after that, there are four additional class sessions that they can have, and each of those interactive lesson plans for each class has some shorter clips that just as a reminder of what did go on in the film. So you see the film first and then you get the lesson plans with the shorter clips cut out of the film.
Yeah, and you really do in your own way. You do throughout the documentary kind of fall in love with all the farmers, each of them in their own way and their stories with their families. I think it's a great film and a great tool that we can all use in our classrooms. And to help share the story of agriculture, because our message is being told every day by a lot of people that have never actually been there and done that. So this is just another resource we can use. What's the website again, Nancy, if people want to find out more?
It's discoveringfarmland.com.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it. On behalf of myself, Kim Bremer, and Ag Inspirations, reminding you to always smile, be kind, work hard, stay humble, and never stop learning.